Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live from the National Hurricane Center with your 3 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Karen, still centered in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico and still looking rather disorganized on the satellite imagery. Exposed low-level center right here, extending up to the west of where the main area of thunderstorms are, up to the east. And it's just not able to get its act together on a consistent basis, given all of the wind shear in the atmosphere, the strong upper-level winds coming in from the west and southwest, and there's a lot of dry air over the western part of the Gulf of Mexico, and you can see that affecting the storm such that there's just not really any deep thunderstorms in the western half of the circulation. Nevertheless, it's still headed generally northward over the weekend here and will have some effect on the northern Gulf Coast. We still have a tropical storm warning in effect for southeastern Louisiana from the border with Mississippi around to Morgan City. And again, depending on exactly what Karen does into tonight and tomorrow morning, there's the opportunity for tropical storm conditions to start in this tropical storm warning area sometime tomorrow morning. But again, that depends on exactly where Karen goes. That will determine who's actually getting what wind or what rain or what storm surge out of this. There's still the hurricane watch in effect as of right now from the middle of the western Florida panhandle around to Grand Isle, Louisiana. We're taking a really close look at the latest set of models and observations from the aircraft. Be putting out a new forecast by 5 p.m. Eastern. There's the possibility that hurricane watch would be changed to a tropical storm watch or warning. We'll be taking a look at that and update you by 5 p.m. Eastern time. But still, the hurricane watch is in effect at the moment. And we are confident on a northeastward turn, just not exactly sure where when that turn will occur, and that will determine who gets potentially some locally heavy rainfall of 3 to 6 inches, maybe isolated spots up to 10 as the event unfolds, and there is the possibility of 3 to 5 feet of flooding due to storm surge from the ocean in coastal areas in the area between Mobile Bay and the mouth of the Mississippi River, especially concerned about the low-lying areas there, north of the mouth of the Mississippi in southeastern Louisiana. So if you're in one of these flood-prone areas, we just encourage you to follow the instructions from your local emergency management officials. More updates to come from the National Hurricane Center coming back to you at 5 p.m. Eastern time with a new advisory. We'll see you then. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.